bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. And I got an admission to make today. So 3 days in a row, I have awakened late. I have not overslept, like literally overslept, in 2 years, maybe. Like, very much so. Never. Last 3 days, overslept every day. I was late everywhere I was supposed. Well, no, I wasn't. No, let me rephrase that. I wasn't late where I was going. I was late waking up to get ready to go, and so I had to run like a fool, drive like a fool, which is me driving the speed limit. Trying to get there, and I was okay. But just the fact that just being wound up, right? And then I heard a conversation that wound me up even more. A conversation where people discuss what's happening with the Trump administration, and people discuss how they believe everything is going to work. You know, black people are going to lose everything. And so this is Open Line Wednesday. No open line. I ain't waiting till Friday. Open Line Wednesday, 833-212-1017. People think we're going to lose everything. I've never understood how people can read the future about somebody else in an office 2,000 miles away but can't take care of their own neighborhood, their own house, their own family. I got a problem with that. That being said, you put all of your eggs in DEI. You thought after George Floyd, the world was going to become your oyster. You're going to open it up and there's a pearl. And that pearl you can take out and you can cash in and you can get money and dreams. And I said in the beginning, this is not going to fly. This is not going to set when someone else has the power to tell you whether or not you get a job, whether or not you get hired, whether or not you get money, whether or not you get paid. And they get to decide whether or not they're going to be your ally instead of you being able to ask them to be your ally. You're going to lose. And so now people are trying to blame Donald Trump. Had you not put all your eggs in the DEI basket, we would have had what? The same thing we had before. Straddling the fence, some people on that side, some people on that side. We got representation at every table. Anything happens, we know about it. We got legacy organizations. We got legacy, and they all think they've been bought out. And guess what? They probably have. NAACP, Urban League, 100 Black Men. I'm a member of all those. But think about that. And I'm talking about at a larger level. Locally, phenomenal work. Excellent work. But nationally, I don't. Have we sold out because of sponsorship? Do we have leadership that has reached their peak so they don't care? I mean, we're running around. What is it? Are you old enough to remember Chicken Little?
Yes.
Okay. We're running around like Chicken Little. And we're not even doing anything about it. There are no leaders to complain. Who in Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, state of Wisconsin, or the country, is there a powerful Black leader to actually complain to that actually acts like they're Black? That has, that Black resonates with them, even though they're able to represent everyone in the state, everyone in the county, or everyone in the city. There's a difference in losing your Black card and giving it away. And we as a community have given away our Black card. We think that because we've made it, we ain't got to really worry about that stuff. But that's what keeps you grounded. When you serve, when you help. Now, some people think you should be serving your whole life. But I think once you get to about 50, 55, it's time to pass the torch and y'all need to go on and get your work done. Get your work in. Stop looking at the older folks who did work that got you where you are and start picking up the mantle and moving forward. Be a leader. But we don't have any. The Democratic Party showed it. We already know the Republican Party showed it. Not for Black people. The state showed it. You got a Democratic governor, but the city of Milwaukee's don't know better. Black people in Wisconsin are no better. You got a Democratic county executive. The county's no better. Matter of fact, they're like $40-something million dollars in the hole over the next 5 years, and they don't know where that money's coming from. The city's doing okay because we passed a 2% tax, but all you did is widen the gap between those that are already poor and those that already have money. If you're middle class right now, all this and the markets and all that is not affecting you at all. Most of you don't even understand it. And when people try to explain it, you don't want to hear it. But all you do is when someone comes in and tells you that person is the reason why your prices are high, that person is the reason why, when in fact you should have been taking care of yourself so it didn't matter who was in the White House, didn't matter who's in the mayor's office, didn't matter who's the county executive, doesn't matter who the governor is, you take care of you. But we don't do that. We let other people do it. We listen to the lies other people tell us. And in the end, Kamala Harris walks off with the Democratic Party in debt, dropped $1 billion, dropped the mic, and walked away. She seems to be doing fine. The only thing, she's not as president. Other than that, she went back to the same life. Living large. First hubby Doug went back to his law firm. Still making money, still making loot, still living large. Bought a house. We seem to miss that people miss us. And so that was your first one. So your first opinion on who should I vote for? You got it. You were told who to vote for. You voted for that person. That person lost. And now, instead of having a plan, this is the plan, we're going to do this, 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 this. You still have nothing. You've got no leadership in the Democratic Party anywhere in the country, in the state, in the county, or in the city. Zip. Nobody stepped up. Zero. But in your first opinion, you got told you need to vote Democrat, only vote Democrat. That's the only way you can do it. And then you castigated people who even talked about being conservative or talked about voting for Trump or talked about or even sounded, or it just was in your mind that you thought, and then you just rocked their world like you tried to do Tory Lowe. And then you lose. And then you wait for a strategy. And so you ask, you get an opinion. Say, hey, what do we do wrong? Do you go back to the same? So now people are going back to her to ask her what went wrong. That was your first opinion. The first opinion you got in who you should vote for, who should I vote for? Was who? Kamala Harris. So now people ask her to come speak. Hey, what should we do? You don't go to the first person that jacked you and then turn around and try to turn around and say, what can we do? And when I say jacked, I mean lost. So now you lose. So then you go back to the person that lost to ask them what you should do. You got told what to do. They dropped the ball. You lost. There's only one thing you need in life right now. There's only one thing the black community, Democrats, if you're a black Republican, whatever you are, there's only one thing you need right now in order to move forward. I mean, besides like, you know, direction, leadership, strategy, right? There's only one thing you need. Stop asking the same people who lost what you should do. They're still complaining about Trump. It's like they forgot he won. Oh, we don't like Trump. What? People are running in office against Trump. How? He won. It's ridiculousness. But this is the kind of easiness people can bring to the black community and just mention a name and turn us upside down, because I guarantee you they are taking our eye off of something that they do not want us to see. I think it's time for a sound second opinion.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Black. Black, black, black. Black on black, black. Yeah. Hey, okay, black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black, black whip with this black bitch. Black, so black on black on black on black on
black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels black, in this black, black whip with this black bitch. Black, 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 black on black on black on black on.
Hey. Out the roof when I run into you. Dark black as the dark side of the moon. Won't be no truth.
You're listening to Truth of the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Do we need a second opinion? I mean, we already know what the problem is. We already know what the issue is. We already know. That's like going to your doctor that gave you the first opinion, right? Getting a second opinion. Like what? Like what? Were you right? Yeah, I was right. Oh, okay. What? Makes absolutely no sense at all. You can never get a second opinion from the person that gave you the first opinion. Ever. Well, I came back to see what you think about it. That's like asking somebody that loans you money what they think about giving you your money back. Hey, so what do you think about paying me my, $500 back that I loaned you? What do you think about that? Like, of course I would think no. I would think that I shouldn't have to. That's what I think. But we don't do that. We don't. We just go halfway. And now people are tripping. Where's Gen Z? They're supposed to step up and fight and do. What are they fighting? What exactly are they fighting? What exactly are they giving their lives for when there's seriously no meaning to it whatsoever? There's nothing in the fight for them. And are they really equipped to fight? I mean, have you had your no? You, well, wrong question. Have you been in a fight before? I mean, like a fight. See, I just ask people, where you from? And when they say, oh, I'm from so-and-so, I go, okay. You just going to ask me something? Nah. Why? Because I remember where you're from. Like, I have a friend of mine's son. I've known this young man so long. He's my frat brother now. I've known him his entire life for so long that he calls me Uncle Ken. Like, that's how long I've known him. I reach out every now and then. Hey, what you doing? Hey, what's up? You know where he lives? Grew up on the south side of Chicago, lives in Harlem. If you ask him, hey, you ever been in a fight? Where you from? South side of Chicago. Where you live? Harlem. I'm not going to get mad. Don't even. There are just some things that are natural, right? That's how the Democratic Party used to be. For working class people, for people in unions, for people who wanted, you know, a fair wage and a nice living, just a house, two kids. 2.5 kids and a white picket fence. That's all you wanted. Get the garbage picked up every. It was just basic stuff. And that's what it used to be. It's not that anymore. You got politicians that have been in for 20, 30, 40, like ridiculous. 20, 30, 40 years as a politician, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And I still need to get Ron Johnson on. So he can explain to me how it got so important for him to run for a third term when he said he was only going to run for two. So you're either a liar or you're disingenuous. Which one is it? Because a disingenuous person is a liar. Okay, I'm just saying. We need term limits on the mayor's office, the city council, county executive, county supervisors, state legislature, governor. Just like we got on the Supreme Court. You get 10 years, that's it. You should not be able to get reappointed. You should not be able to go through all this crap. You get 10 years, that's it. That's all you get. And then you're done for a life. You get to serve 10 years in the House of Representatives, 10 years as a senator, or two terms, maybe three. That's it. You're done, but that's not what we do. And we let people get in office and drag and complain and do all these things and take over. And when the only thing we have is that Joe Blow, who is making $60,000 a year, right? Runs for Congress, gets elected, and retires a millionaire. How? How? 833-212-1017 is the number. James, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Good afternoon, Dr. Ken.
How are you?
Fine. And yourself?
I've been better. No work.
You know, you're echoing some of the sentiments me and one of my good friends talk about all the time as far as city government. And it's two of the problems is, I think, for the most part is, number one is that they get in office, and once they get in office, not realize that the people put them in office. Sometimes they act like they don't really have to answer to the people.
Oh, no. James, you really don't know what you're talking about and you don't understand it, let us vote for it. You don't need to vote for it. We represent
that's,
you.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
That's how we got a 2% tax.
Right. And the other part of that is that a lot of us talk, but we don't hold them accountable.
Yep.
I'll tell you this in all honesty. I live in the 9th Automatic District. And I can say that I do have a relationship with my alder person.
Which is
and, their personal phone number. And I can say right now, as far as any situation I've had, I should say kind of like 4-0 right now as far as taking care of some problems that I have, because I'm the type of person, you just can't do anything on my block. You know, you can't run around with your grass knee high and stuff like that and everything like that. You know, I'm going to talk to you first. If not, then I'll make the necessary phone call.
Let me help you out. First of all, 9th District, City of Milwaukee is Larissa Taylor, correct?
That's right. Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Larissa Taylor is not an older person. She's an older woman.
Okay.
She's an older woman.
Okay.
Let's quit with the neutralization of titles.
Okay, I was the person. Okay. Okay. I didn't want to like.
She's an older woman, or we have older men. Technically, the state says they're older.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just.
Okay. No problem.
And they're not not an older. Like, I don't know what that is. Like, we'll say, we'll do anything not to mention man or woman, as if even if you're transgender, you consider yourself a man or a woman. So what are we doing?
Right. And I'm being a little discreet because I'm on the radio with you, but I mean, that's fine.
What are you saying? You already said 9th District. Like, dude, really?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's figure it out. Right, I don't know. But, you know, again, we don't hold them accountable.
Correct.
At the end of the day. Right. And again, once they get in there, you know, again, they act like they don't have to answer to the people who put them in office.
Oh, no, because I know better than you now, because I've done the job. You haven't.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And all excuses are, well, we deserve this, we deserve that. Well, what are you doing to get us the things that we deserve? You hear it on the radio all the time. Milwaukee deserves better, so, okay, what are you doing to make it better? And I'm with you on the term limits and everything. And sometimes people get off, and they're too long. We keep putting millionaires in office.
Yep.
You know, people who already got money.
Yep.
So either way the wind blows, they're going to be all right, fine, no matter which way you go. Yep. Raise the taxes, okay, that's fine. Raise the taxes. I got no money. Taxes don't bother me none. And I say the same thing about as far as our government. Come through the state of Wisconsin, going 94 all the way over to Minnesota and back and forth. You know, we get a big wheel tax. Why don't we put toll booths up and kind of offset
some
of the money you're trying to put on the people?
Because, watch this. Somebody's going to get mad when I say this. Some people in Wisconsin might be stupid. I have no understanding.
Yes.
I have no understanding. Yes. Now, granted, the toll booths are owned by foreign countries. You know, like the people that manage them and all that. This is a foreign entity. I get it. But it ain't China. So what are we doing?
That's right.
So what are we doing?
That's right.
What are we doing? Like, the millions of dollars that Illinois gets. Now they're good at mismanaging it. But
yes,
dude,
yes.
As many people drive through here to go to the Dells, I would put one on 90. I would put one on 94. I would put one on 43.
Right.
Like, what are
that's
you
right.
doing?
You coming in and out of this state. That's
Man,
right.
I just. Oh, well, we're Wisconsin. We're proud. Well, be proud, but be broke.
And again, you know, for quite some time I've been a Democrat, and I can't really count on one hand where it's really benefiting to tell the truth about it. I ain't gonna lie to you about that one, you know. But again, people say Democrat, but then I ask them, what have really done for you? Like, he was sitting in office right now. He was really he made a lot of false promises, just like most of them, I guess.
I'm gonna interrupt you when you say something wrong. You ain't saying nothing wrong.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean,
but that's where I'm at, Dr. King. You're echoing some of the same sentiments me and one of my best friends talk about all the time, man, all the time. And I'll say this, since we were talking about Larissa Taylor, I said, I want you to understand something. I'm voting for you, not your legislative assistant, a.k.a. secretary.
Yep.
So when I call your office, I don't want to talk to your secretary because I didn't vote for your secretary.
That's right. And yourself available.
And she said, you can have my personal phone number right here. Here he is right here. And again, I can say I've had some situations 4-0 right now. I have no problem right now.
And if you complain about me calling you, then you should quit your job. It's like being the police. Well, you know, we got to work. I remember having some officers come into the office, and it's 4th of July. Everybody's screaming, and, you know, the entire city is extended. All shifts, all supervisors, all lieutenants, everybody, until further notice. And then some dude come in and say, oh, well, it's 11 o'clock. Can I go home? No. Well, why not? Because ain't nobody going home.
And I do believe when you ran for office, you were running for office to serve me.
And you done. Like, if they decide to have a council meeting at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, guess what? You got to have your behind there.
That's right. We pay you to be there, that's for sure.
For the number of days you work and the salary that you get, it's insulting. It's insulting. The fact that you make the money that you make, right? $84,000 a year.
Yes.
And you work maybe 3-4 months out the year. Come on now.
I'm telling you, we're on the same page today, Dr. Ken. We're the same book today.
and I'm not mad, because I made significantly more than that on the police department. I'm just gonna tell the truth. But
I understand that.
But I hump for a living. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm retired city worker. I do the same thing. Yep.
Okay. Gen Z, that means something different to you than to me. You know, my generation, that means working hard, you know, marching and going and moving and all that. He heard me say humping for a living. He was like, what? it's just terrible how they hear words.
You're on fire today, you know. You probably won't get a whole lot of phone calls behind this today because you're on fire today.
I'm just saying. All right, talk to you later.
As always, Dr. Key.
All right.
Love you as always. Have a great day, though.
Always, brother. Love you, too. 833-212-1017 is the number. I mean, at some point, we got to get out from under this people just you know, taking. I mean, you know, Ann even said it on the Talking Text line. People are flocking to live in red states. They may not agree with all the stuff they're doing, but the fact that there's no tax, the fact that they got more money, the fact that ain't nobody bothering them, the fact that if I want to have a gun in my house, I can have a gun in my house, but I got to have it safely, because if you mess up in a red state with a gun, believe me, they putting your behind in jail. I'm just saying. You'll go to jail faster there than you will here. But at some point, is there anything? Like, can you sell me anything on the Democratic Party? Like, what? Other than feeling good, which is an assumption and a misnomer. You don't understand a word? Look it up. What are we doing? We're going to follow blind. Okay, now you didn't follow it into the hole. Just jump in. I'm just saying. And now with traffic on 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk traffic is with Debbie Lazica.
Northbound 43 is slow right now out of the Marquette all the way up to Keefe. The southbound side slowing down from Keefe all the way through the Marquette and over the high-rise bridge. You're back on the brakes from Lapham down to the KK River. Westbound 94, that's got backups out of the Marquette all the way to about Mitchell Boulevard. The eastbound side slowing down just before 76th Street all the way to 35th. And checking the TMJ4 Storm Team forecast tonight. The rain-snow mix ends early. Then it'll be cloudy with a low of 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance for a rain shower. A high of 42. From the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Debbie Lazaga on 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. That's what I get for having a sweet tart in my mouth. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, there's a lot of buzz surrounding the draft that's going on, but you won't find one seeping through Pella's windows and doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick, because right now you can take advantage of no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your unique home through seamless customizations. Certain restrictions apply, and the deal ends April 30th. So find yourself in your own house with your free in-home consultation today. What do you got to do? Go to PellaWI.com. You can let them know you want them to come in your house for free to tell you what they can do to make your house spectacular for you to take advantage of great things. That's PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI. That's the Wisconsin part. .com. 833-212-1017 is the number. Yeah, my Adidas. Anyway. I have a personal question. I guess I can ask. I guess I'm trying to debate. Should I ask Glenn or should I ask DJ Brother Z? I don't know. So does does either of you live alone?
I do not.
Okay. I mean alone, like not with your parents.
Oh, yes. I have an apartment not away from my parents in New York.
Okay. You got like a roommate and all that? And
yes, my former Concordia teammate.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I'm just kidding. So here's my question. How often do you clean your house? I didn't say the last time you cleaned your house. I said, how often do you clean your house?
In reference to what specific chore?
See, that's my issue. Some people think some things need to be do on a like daily, and then some things need to be done weekly, and then some things need to be done monthly, and some things need to be done like I don't even understand that. That's just me. But some people believe that cleaning your house is as important as taking a shower in the morning. Nothing.
I see the logic in it, but not every day.
There are no things that you should do every day.
I think you should leave the sink clear every day.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that means. See, my clearing the sink is putting the dishes in the dishwasher. I can't see them. Sink is clean.
Well, yeah, once you rinse them off, you rinse all the food debris off, and then you put them in the dishwasher for...
You're not supposed to rinse food and debris off. That's why you put it in the dishwasher. The dishwasher does that.
Doesn't it clog your dishwasher?
No, it does not. That's why you have a dishwasher. And then you actually... Like, are you serious? You've never used the dishwasher? You always thought you'd dump out the... I'm not talking about heavy food, but if you have stained food, like sauce...
Yeah, sauce, crumbs.
Everything, crumbs, yeah.
Rinse it off, yeah, and then you put it in the dishwasher for steam cleaning, you know, whatever else the dishwasher does.
Some people actually clean it and then put it in the dishwasher and then clean it again, which makes no sense. They rinse off all the sauce, and then I'm like, why don't you put some soap on it and be done? Like, that makes no sense to, but anyway, I digress. So dishwashing every day. What else do you do every day? I mean, you're cleaning your house. What about making your bed? Does that count as cleaning?
I make my bed every day.
You pull the cover up, the sheet, or you actually make your bed, fold it tight, drop a quarter on it, bounce a quarter on it. Nah, I know that's not going to happen.
I fluff my pillows, I fix the fitted sheet, and I pull the comforter back every day.
I don't know if fluff your pillows counts. It's a pillow.
I want my bed to look like nobody slept in it when I come home.
If you're the only one getting in it, who cares? I'm going to leave that alone. I mean, do I really need a bed? Ooh, I really like, oh, I feel so good. My bed is made, so I'm gonna crawl back in and mess it up so that I could go to sleep. Like, I don't know. What about taking out the garbage?
As needed. If I have a big meal that I have to throw away, I will take out the garbage.
As needed? Ooh.
When it gets full or when it smells.
I ain't touching that. I'm not touching that. So what about sweeping the floor, mopping the bathroom floor, cleaning the bathroom? How often do you? Don't answer that. I don't want to know. How often are you supposed to even clean a bathroom? Once a week? Once a month? I don't know. How often do you mop the floor? Do you mop a dining room floor or a living room floor at the same frequency you might, say, a bedroom floor or a bathroom floor? I would think you do the bathroom, like, every other day. That's just me. I'm kind of weird like that. I spray down the counter. I clean the, like, I have, what is it, CLR? You ever use that clear, CLR, to clean out the inside? Bathtub, every time I use it. Spray down, shower, everything. That soap scrub stuff. Every time I use it, I sit there to 3 minutes and wait for it to sit, and then I hose it off with hot water. And I clean the toilet pretty much every day. Everybody has a pet peeve. Mine is, you know, and I can go. Now, I could take clothes off, and I can just drop them anywhere. Right? But they'll always be together, and then I'll take that same pile, put them in a clothes hamper, and then wash every day. Now, do you wash every day, or do you wash once a week?
Clothes?
Yeah.
As needed?
How?
If I have a favorite T-shirt or a favorite hoodie that I would like to wear during the weekend,
right.
I will do laundry on a Thursday or a Friday, so I have that for the weekend.
Wow. You just don't do wash, like... See, I was always told this. If you use it every day, you clean it every day.
You wear underwear every day. You don't clean those every day. Do you wash?
I do wash every day. When I go home tonight, I'm going to put a load of wash in. And then I'm going to put it in the dryer. Then I'll wake up in the morning, right, and take it out the dryer and leave it in there. And when I get home tomorrow night, I'm going to get hangers, hang all my clothes up, roll up underwear, shirts, socks, everything. Have everything set in drawers, in the closet. Done.
We energies must love you. They love you.
Oh, I'm a very efficient washer. See, I got one of them that only, you know, notices how much clothes you have in. So it only gives you that much water and that much. And then so my cleaning cycle could be an hour or it could be like 35 minutes. And then it's done. Then I take them out. I dry them. The one thing I did learn to do is to dry my clothes completely. Like I dry it and it says, you know, this kind of put it on. I put it to max and let it dry for like 45 minutes and be done. And then I take it out and do it because damp clothes when you pull them out of dryers looks kind of weird to me. Like I don't understand that. So what are your thoughts? Like how do you clean your house? Do you do it on a regular basis? Do you do it every day? You know, are there dust balls under your couch? Because there are none under mine. 833-212-1017 is the number. Who? Wow, that's weird. 833-212-1017 is the number. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I want to know. How often do you clean your house?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I wish I played the bass. Wish I played anything. So what? I can't hear you. Press the button. You know how to play bass? Okay, I'm more of a piano guy and a singer. Like you can play the piano and the bass. All right, show me. Not air bass. Like me. I'm kidding. Okay, all right, we'll see. An upright? All right. You read bass clef? Beautiful soul. I'm about to get in trouble on my show.
Oh, treble.
I'm about to get in trouble with Masha and Masha. Masha? Masha? I'm about to get in trouble. Oh, wow. It's on. Do you think you all that? Got Janet Jackson singing in the background. He said just give you that courage. Like, man, she ain't thinking about this. She's 60-something years old, ain't she? Why you shake your head like that, dude? Like, 60 is old. 60 is the new 40, player.
You I didn't say you, she looked bad for her age.
You wish you had a 40-year-old. Get out of here, dude. I don't want to know your business. See, he was about to tell me. Well, you know, actually, and don't take that hat off either because it's black and white, and I got a black and white hoodie, and it would just set it off. 833-212-1. Yes, we're having fun. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Goodness. Al, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How many times you clean your house?
I clean my house once a week, and if somebody spend the night that morning as soon as they leave.
Are you a clean freak?
Well, I try. I feel a clean home is a happy home. A dirty home is a confusion.
Do you live alone?
I usually clean. Yes, I do, and I keep it that way. But if I clean on Sundays, but if you spend the night, I clean as soon as you leave because I don't want your scent lingering through my house.
Wow. So then why you let them in?
Well, that depends on what we're doing. That's totally different.
I mean, if you don't want it to linger, don't bring it.
Well, the reason why it lingers because, see, they're leaving. See, when you're coming, that's totally different because it's serving my purpose. So
wow.
You always clean. You always clean after
wow.
They leave.
You just use people like that. Okay. Okay.
No, we know. We use each other.
I'm just kidding. TMI, but okay.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Oh, 833-212-1017 is the number. I love working in radio. Absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. I don't know if you all heard in Wisconsin. It's not going to be part of my top five at five coming up. But 27 international students have had their visas revoked at Wisconsin universities. So it's on. International students do more than attend class. They working here. And so anyway, so, I mean, I don't know what to say about it. I think the Trump administration is doing some things right. And then in some instances, they're going way overboard and doing things. They're doing too much. And we've got to have a United States Supreme Court that can pull their tail and say, hey, don't do that. This is not appropriate. When you come here, are you given due process because you're in the United States, even though you're not a citizen of the United States? Are you still given that due process? Does it matter if you have a visa, don't have a visa, are here illegally, are here? Like, you're not an immigrant if you came here illegally. Like, if you migrate to here, that's one thing. If you're an immigrant because you're moving here to live here and work and all that. But when you do it illegally, that's not cool. That's just me. I think it's the cop in me, of course. I know y'all hate that. Don't be a hater. But at some point, we have to start to come to grips with those types of things. We have to start to come to grips with people who come in and take money that's not theirs that we earned, and we get less because we're spending half of it on them. We're spending, even if it's 10% on somebody, when that 10% could be spread through the masses to people that actually paid for Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, health care, all that. They paid for it. Paid their taxes over 30, 40, 50 years, retired, hoping to get something, but they can't get more because they got to give it to somebody who doesn't deserve it, not because they're not human or because they're not needing. It's because they're literally not from here. And if you went to another country, they would never let you come in and use their resources on you. I mean, they will, but it'll be very limited. Black people just keep getting sidestepped. We keep coming up with a way. You could have easily said, hey, why don't we let Haitians into the country? Hmm? All the black Caribbean islands that we have south of here. Oh, we'll let them in. No. What about countries in Africa? Nope. Matter of fact, we're going to work on getting rid of them. But if you run over the border, we'll give you money. We'll give you a home. We'll give you a hotel to live in as an apartment. We'll give you food. We'll give you everything you need, including a Social Security card and a driver's license. Makes no sense. We got kids at 16 having to take, and I guess I wouldn't say driver's license. I'll say ID card. We have kids in Milwaukee who can't get driver's ed because they don't teach it at MPS anymore at the time. And now we wonder why they can't make it, but yet we're giving away ID cards to people and paying for them, and they're not even from here. And I'm not saying don't help people who legally immigrate here and work. That's not what I'm saying. Oh, and because you came here illegally and you got a job and paying taxes, I'm not really impressed by that, because are you keeping a job from someone else? We need to fix this for everybody, for those who want to come from another country and stay, and those who are already here and want to do the right thing. Otherwise, we're in trouble. Top 5 at 5 up next.